This AceCast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show. Presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24-7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
It is an absolute beautiful night here at the Coliseum. It's the Athletics. It's the Pirates. Game two of the three-game set, and the A's have been playing great baseball. They've won four of their last five games, now have 13 wins. Last year, they didn't get to the 13th win till June 6th. That was a long time. Vince Cotroneo joins us from the press box. Vince, the A's, they've won 12 of their last 22. Last night, they did it in a lot of different ways. I got to be honest with you, I forgot how to score a sack fly. I had to look it up. How do you do that? I forgot.
Three times, which tied an Oakland record, which they did in Colorado last year. So you're right. I mean, I think everybody talked about situation hitting and the success they've had last night. We talked about it with Shea Langeliers. I know Marcotte addressed that last night and again today. And look, it's preached every day. We know that. The hitting coaches are on this 24-7, if you will. And to see some successes began Sunday in Baltimore, continuing last night. You hope it's, as Tyler Nevin was talking about, maybe this is the beginning of a little bit of a breakout offensively, 1-9, and that would be really fun to watch.
And we had Scott Emerson earlier today. I mean, you can't say enough. The bullpen, it's just been spectacular. 18 and a third scoreless innings. I mean, top to bottom, you want to talk about Mueller and Spence all the way to Urseg and Mason Miller. It's just, you can't say enough about what Scott Emerson has done with this bullpen from top to bottom.
It's amazing the way they all click. And give a lot of credit to Dan Hubbs down there as well, Townie, the A's new bullpen coach, who is in concert, in lockstep, really, with Emo and what they're trying to get accomplished. These guys have some roles. There's no egos down there. They certainly cheer and root for each other, and they're having success and kind of feed off of each other. And that's been fun to watch. There are some different looks down there, which helps. I think, as we talked last night, in the mix of talking about the bullpen of the game, which the A's won, Danny Jimenez showed a couple of ticks of velocity more last night, a little more bite on the slider. He kind of gets back to that 2022 Danny Jimenez. That only makes the bullpen even better. So I agree with you certainly, Chris, that the success they're having down there is quite the story. And Emo, just the way that he sprinkles some of that magic dust down there and have it show the kind of level of success they had. Now, 1 month. It is 1 month. Let's be upfront about that. But it's been a fun month to watch this thing come together.
Tonight, you got two starting pitchers. They haven't had great starts. Mitch Keller's got an ERA of 5.14. I'm looking in the notes today, and the notes talk about how his fastball's getting hammered. We've watched Alex Wood. He's got a 6.59. He's trying to prove he's better than a starter, than a reliever. He was better last year for the Giants as a reliever than a starter. What do you think about the starting matchup today?
Well, two things. First, Mitch Keller, he's not overpowering. He's not a strikeout guy, so he's going to be in the zone, and like you mentioned, the fastball has been hit pretty hard. In fact, it was hit hard in the second half last year for him as he went to the All-Star game representing the Pirates. But you look at his first half and second half numbers, you know, he was 7-1 to start the year. He ended up 13-9, and it's kind of carried over to the beginning of 2024. They certainly need him to turn things around for them to have any chance of being competitive in the NL Central. And for me, I was encouraged by what I saw from Alex Wood in his last outing against the Yankees on Thursday from this point of view. We've talked often, Townie, about having him have more confidence in the fastball and the sinker and the slider and kind of holding back that changeup for some important situations. The percentage was still about the same, but you look at the way he used the changeup very early. Hardly ever saw that pitch against the Yankees. In fact, in the first 58 pitches, he only used it 7 times. So sinkers and sliders were effective. Then when he needed it, he really kind of ramped it up last 18 pitches, 10 for changeups, And that meeting on the mound with him and Mark Kotze facing Giancarlo Stanton in the fifth inning. Look, with the Giants, you're coming out of this game. I'm leaving you in. I want you to show me why you should still be in here. You wanted to be a starter. This is a guy you got to get, and he did. And he went back out for the sixth inning as well. So I am hopeful that that's a building block for Alex Wood to show the things that he knows he is certainly capable of, and that is the way that he kind of employs the changeup in a way that makes it a much more effective pitch for him.
I've got so many options for you in the third. I have no idea what I'm going to do, but I'll talk to you in the third.
Sounds great.
Vince Catronio coming up next. Tyler Nevin joined me earlier today on A's Cast Live. He's next on A's Total Access.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
This is A's Total Access.
Tyler Nevin has shown up to the A's, and he's been fabulous. He came on A's Cast Live earlier today, and we talked about, is this right place, right time for him?
For sure. No, I'm super fortunate to just, first and foremost, get another crack at the big leagues.
Yeah.
And just another opportunity. Trying to make the most of it, and just going to keep trying to ride this wave right now.
Well, we're going to tell you, like, when you first showed up, it's like, okay, we know you're a prospect and everything. We have to apologize because now all of a sudden we're like, he's got to be in the lineup every day. He's got to play every single day. And I just, on the postgame show, we've talked a lot about it. You've turned everybody because right now everybody's like, he's our best player right now. How does that make you feel that you've come in a very quick time and now everybody's like, I need to see him every day in the lineup?
Well, no, I appreciate that, and it's just a lot of work that's getting to this point. You know, becoming more of an everyday big leaguer is something I'm not used to so far, but just taking it day by day is where I found success and trusting the process that I had to get me to this point. And, you know, like I said, I just want to keep this rolling, and we're playing good baseball right now, and it's a lot of fun.
And you're doing something that's really hard to do. You're playing all these different positions. It's hard enough, as you know, to be great at one position. Now we put you in right, put you in left, put you first, put you third. Like, what is that like when you got to, as they say, bring a lot of gloves to the ballpark every day?
Yeah, I got three for sure every day. You know, it's just I've learned to kind of accept it and realize that this is going to be a pro in my tool bag as far as, you know, getting myself in the lineup. First and foremost, you got to hit, but if there's nowhere to put you, then there's nowhere to put you. So it started double A when I started playing a little bit more outfield. I was always in the infield, and it's really become a positive in my career, just being able to plug me in here and there and give me more at-bats any way I can.
Where in the outfield do you feel most comfortable?
I've been playing a lot of right recently. In the past, I played a lot of left, but, you know, honestly, they both come with their different avenues on how to play the position. So I couldn't really tell you one or the other, but every day I'm out there, I'm grateful for it.
Man, as the best player of your time growing up in San Diego, you never played right field.
Never played right field. No. The first, I mean, you always shag in the outfield.
You don't even ever seen right field.
It was new to me, very new to me, like I said, in double A, and that was in 2019. And but you know, I learned to accept it, and you know, I didn't think of it as a demotion. I just thought of it as add to the toolbox. You know, become a more valuable player any way I can.
When you came over here, and obviously everybody knows because of your father and the relationship with your dad and Mark Kotze, and you grew up knowing Mark Kotze, played together down in San Diego, and both your parents and the Kotze have lived down there for a long time. But when you got here, what did they say? What did you think your role was going to be? How did they present it to you?
No, they're very straightforward. Hey, we'll get you in there when we can. It's not only going to be against left-handed pitching. Anticipate playing against left-handed pitching. But we're going to try to wheel you in there and, just take whatever opportunity you get and try to run with it. And, I feel good with, you know, easing my way into this lineup and just going to try to keep playing well and see where it takes us.
You know, a lot of your career has been, and it's just human nature that you start thinking every at bat I got to do something or I'm not going to play tomorrow, right? I got to have a stretch or I'm not. Right now you're in a situation you know you're going to play every day. It's just the way it is. How does that feel for you as an athlete to where you're not going up there with that mentality, I have to get a hit now or I'm not playing?
It's something every young player has to deal with coming up because a lot of the guys that make it to the big leagues were, you know, prospects or semi-prospects coming up where they play every day and they're used to that role. But it's a lot different here when, you know, it's plug and play and you're trying to win that night and what's going to help us win that night. It's a process to get to this point, but it is comforting knowing that I've earned at least a little bit of leash here and to kind of just take a deep breath every at bat and just try to have a good at bat, not try to play for tomorrow or the next day or the next week, but try to help us win tonight. And that's kind of what's helped me get to this point, I think, is going through that time period where I felt like every at-bat was, you know, life or death. But that's just growing pains with becoming a Major League Baseball player. So a lot of lessons learned to get to this point.
Team's playing really well. It was a really good road trip, getting off to a nice win last night to start this homestand. So when you first come in, it's a brand new clubhouse. You got new teammates. You've started to grow inside this clubhouse. Just how do you see it? How would you explain to the fans what it's like to be inside this clubhouse right now?
Yeah, no, we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun every day. You have more fun when you play winning baseball, for sure. And there's a lot of guys in there that are all pulling on the same end of the rope. And it's something that, you know, I feel very fortunate to be a part of, really, and I want to keep it going as long as we can.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it, and we're pulling for you. It's really one of the really good early stories of the season, and I know here you are 26 years old. The world's your oyster.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Tyler Nevin, just to clarify that, his father, Phil Nevin, longtime big leaguer, just the manager of the Angels, played baseball in the big leagues with Mark Kotze down in San Diego. So when Tyler was a little kid, he was in the clubhouse when Mark Kotze was a Padre. Obviously, Mark Kotze and Phil Nevin both were stars at Cal State Fullerton. So just to clean that up, Tyler has known Mark Kotze since he was a little kid because his father, Phil Nevin, played with Mark Kotze in San Diego. I didn't explain that very well in the interview, so I just wanted to follow up there. Ryan Noda, Jessica Kleinschmidt next right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
and the underdogs Oakland Athletics win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zarata at 833-VZ for me, or go to VZLawFirm.com. Venardi Zarata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike three called. Now four-seamer, and that is strikeout number eight for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Game two of a three-game set against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Coming up, I sit down with A's first baseman, Ryan Noda. Ryan, thanks for stopping by today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about some of the numbers. I know they're not really characterizing what you can do. Yeah. So it's interesting, when you headed into spring training, you were talking about, you know, trusting your process. So how do you evaluate it when perhaps the process isn't necessarily working for you?
Yeah, you know, I think we tried something in spring to get me in a better position to, you know, be more successful than I was. And unfortunately, it didn't really pan out to what we expected. And so now we are just figuring out how to get back. And I feel like I'm pretty close to getting back to being like who I am in the batter's box. It's definitely been tough. But the thing that keeps me going is, you know, we're winning. And we have more wins now than we did at the 60-game mark last year. So I think that's pretty awesome. And we're doing it without our whole lineup really hitting. You know, we've definitely added some good pieces. And, you know, Nevin's done a great job of coming in and just having good quality at-bats. Same thing with Estui, Toro. You know, Schumann's come up and done really well and having good at-bats. Of course, you know, McCann, when he gets his chances to come in, and especially in Baltimore, you know, making difference, you know. And I think that's what's keeping me going, is having the boys around and, you know, just keep pushing me to keep grinding and keep going through it.
One of the things that you're very well known for is you see the ball so well. So in some of these approaches at the plate, are you seeing it differently?
It was a different visual at first, and I think that's what kind of got me a little bit. And then now it's just kind of getting back to, you know, my old visuals and my old thoughts, and, you know, mixing in with Bushy and Aldo and Crony, and, you know, picking their brain still, and, you know, coming up with a good plan every time I go into the box. And that's something I'm really good at, and I think I got away from it a little bit. Definitely was pressing a little bit more than I should have been, but I think now it's just keep putting my head down and find the positives out every day, even if I'm not getting any hits or not getting on base, just contributing when I can. And I know I can play Gold Glove style defense, and I think I can help out in that aspect. And the bat's going to come, you know. You're always going to have bad months, and it's unfortunate that it was to start the season. But we have got about 450 more plate appearances to go, so I'm excited for it. It's almost May, so we can't wait for May. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to keep putting my head down and grinding. You know, it's not the first time I've started slow, and it might not be the last. And I've always gotten out of it. So, and the way I did that is just, you know, just doing what I've done since I was a little kid, and just grinding and figuring out ways to fuel the fire.
And your defensive capabilities are certainly there as well. You mentioned the Gold Glove type of caliber you want to be. Where do you feel like your defensive game is now? What have you improved on since last season?
Yeah, you know, talking with Kotz and Emar at the end of last year, you know, just need to work on my backhand and being a little bit more, you know, less aggressive, I'd say, and stop going to get everything and, you know, kind of having the ball come to me and, you know, going back in some balls. And I think that helped a lot. And so now I'm super comfortable over there. And, you know, I want every ball to be hit to me, if that makes sense. And I know, especially in pressure situations for guys on the mound and the team around, I'm like, yo, just hit me the ball. Like, the play will be made if you hit me the ball. Like, let's go. So I think that's something that's huge. You know, I just can keep getting better. My confidence can keep getting higher and higher. And that'll play into the plate as well.
That was part of my talk with A's first baseman Ryan Noda. Tune in to wherever you get podcasts to hear the full version on A's Unfiltered. Coming up next is A's Total Access. success presented by Chevron. Best moments in Oakland A's history.
With more sunshine returning, it's time to get outside and make the most of what Cinnabar Hills Golf Club has to offer. Like 27 championship caliber holes tucked in the beautiful hills of San Jose. And take advantage of their amazing Bay Area views for your next special event. It's all for you at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club, an award-winning venue designed to peacefully take you away from the bustle of Silicon Valley. Go to CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching. Win like nobody's business. And get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
The Oakland franchise record for RBI in a game is 10, and it's held by Reggie Jackson. Makes sense, since he hit 563 home runs and added 1,702 RBI. But who has the most RBI in a game by an A's catcher? Lots of good choices. Gene Tennis, Ray Fosse, Terry Steinbach, Sean Murphy. The answer is none of the above. Instead, the Indiana native Josh Fegley grabbed the spotlight on May 3rd, 2019 with 8 runs batted in against the Pirates, and it's one of the greatest moments in Oakland history. Josh came to the Athletics prior to the 2015 season from the White Sox in a deal that included Marcus Semien and Chris Bassitt. He split the catching chores with Stephen Vogt and was behind the plate for an interleague game against Pittsburgh with Brett Anderson on the mound. Joe Musgrove started for the Bucks. If you're going to have a record-setting night, it's best to get off to a fast start.
The right-hander throws, and Fegley hits a shot fair down the left field line in the corner. Piscotty has scored. Morales around third to score. The ball hits the side wall, and Profar is around third. The throw to the plate will not be in time, and Fegley clears the bases with a double down the left field line, and now it's a big inning for the A's, and they take a 4-1 lead.
Josh would add his fourth RBI of the night with a single in the top of the third. Then one inning later, Fegley delivered again with the bases loaded. Josh 2-for-2, 4 RBIs. He swings and drills one to deep left. Reynolds is back, reaching up over his head. He can't get it. It short hops the wall. Davis is home. Here comes Morales. Behind him on his heels is Profar. As Fegley clears him off again, he's got 7 RBIs on the night. And the A's suddenly have an 11-1 lead. A night to remember in Pittsburgh for Josh Fegley. Then, to truly make it a night to remember, Fegley put an exclamation point on the evening in a big way.
And now the delivery, and that's a swing and a deep drive to left, right down the line. If it's fair, it's gone. An incredible night for Josh Fegley. 8 RBIs, and the A's have taken a 14-1 lead. The night of his life and then some. 14-1 Athletics. His fourth home run of the year, hit it about 25 feet fair down the left field line. 8 runs batted in, 2 doubles and a single. And you'd have to say one of the all-time great nights for a catcher. And certainly the greatest offensive game in the entire Athletics franchise for a catcher.
And as Josh explained after the game, his kind of night doesn't happen without a little help from his friends.
The first inning, you know, they go up one run and, you know, like, hey, we're going to have to battle. And we put up that 5 spot in the second. And I felt like, you know, the wind kind of came back into us and, hey, we can swing the bat a little bit. You know, this is a new series. It's come out hot. And every time somebody had a big hit, the bases were loaded. You know, there were guys out there. So guys having good at-bats, 7, 8, 9, 10 pitch at-bats, getting walks out of it, battling for base hits. I felt like we grinded out every at-bat. No matter what the score was. So it was a good all-around effort.
An enjoyable night for sure in the Steel City for catcher Josh Fegley, whose 8 RBI on this night is not only an Oakland franchise record, but an Athletics record back to 1901. And his performance on May 3rd, 2019 is one of the greatest moments in Oakland history.
Where does one community end and the next begin? across the railroad tracks, on the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zarata at 833-VZ for me, or go to VZLawFirm.com. Venardi Zarata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langoliers unloads with a three-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24/7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
You're listening to the A's Total Access pregame show presented by Chevron. Unbeatable fans like you deserve unbeatable mileage. Download the Chevron app today and receive $1 off per gallon on your next three visits. All right, the A's proved they could score without hitting home runs yesterday, but we still give it to you. 46 of the A's 89 runs this year have come from the home run. That's 51.7. That's the highest in the majors. I like home runs, and I like runs from home runs. But you got to find other ways to score, and hopefully the A's are starting to do that. They have scored 12 runs in their last two games. You score runs with this pitching, you score runs especially with this bullpen, man, you got a shot. And I know he can't do this, but if we could, if you take out the mark against the Guardians, 1-6 against the Guardians. Cleveland just has had the A's number early. They won't face them again. The A's are a 500 club. Pretty interesting. They're playing much better baseball. Coming up next, this is going to be great. You've got Ken Korak and Dallas Braden. How about that? Next, right here on A's Total Access.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not a bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
This is A's Total Access.
This is a treat for us on A's Radio as we have the great Dallas Braden joining us on the pregame show. And Dallas, let's talk about last night with Joe Boyle. Looked like he was kind of on the ropes in the first inning. Two walks, two wild pitches. What got his start on track last night?
Well, I think what got his start on track is him remembering who he is and what he's capable of, the kind of stuff he possesses, Rack. And I think at times you lose sight of that when you're a young guy still trying to carve your way through this big league stone. And I think he's starting to chip away at that. But I think when you watch him really start to challenge guys. Starts to nibble early, but then gets back into the strike zone and says, you know what, to heck with it. Here it is. I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to force you to have to hit my pitch. And that can't happen if you're nibbling around the strike zone.
Do you think, in looking at the bullpen and the A's pen, the second best ERA in baseball since the 6th of April. But yeah, you've got, and this is not to disparage any of those guys down there, Dallas, but you've got guys who've been DFA'd or claimed off waivers or cash transactions. But bullpens can be kind of fungible, and you can almost overhaul your bullpen overnight. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think what you're seeing from the bullpen is a byproduct of having some roles established from the back end forward. I think at times we concentrate on the bullpen and the makeup of a bullpen from the beginning of the bridge, maybe the fifth or sixth inning, eventually leading to the back end. But what we have watched unfold here is the establishing of the back end of the bullpen, and I think roles have really sort of worked themselves out, typically the way they do in the big leagues. But I think Mason Miller and Lucas Erceg doing what they have done has allowed some of these other guys that you're talking about that really don't get talked about, right? The Kyle Mullers, the Mitch Spences. You want to talk about eating up valuable innings. Yeah. These guys are as much a part of and as important of a role player as guys like Erceg leading to Miller. So you're getting incredible performances from everybody, but I think the responsibility that has been claimed by Mason Miller has a lot to do with the other guys being able to settle into what they do very well.
Kind of speaking of that, but off the field for Mason, with all the attention going back to New York and now his hometown team, the Pirates here, I think he's handled that pretty well.
Well, he has, and I think when you go through some of the injury stuff that he's had to deal with, you really learn about a lot about yourself mentally, and I think he's always been that cool, calm, collected type of customer with a fire burning, really raging inside, because we have seen him become more and more demonstrative over the course of this season. And his outings, when they mean just a little more, you see that pouring out of him. So I think when you get put on notice about a guy like Mason Miller, it takes him sort of putting the rest of the world on notice. And that's what he's done with the trip to MLB Network. That's what happens when you embarrass a $500 million infield like he did in Texas a few weeks ago. And like we just watched him pluck two pretty juicy apples off that tree in New York named Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. So he's doing a great job of letting folks know of what's going on.
Yeah, like four at bats for those two guys, 0-for-4 and 3 strikeouts. Hey, you're pretty good at this. You can do this radio thing, Dallas.
I don't know if that's the case, Rock, because your paintbrush and mine, I'm more of a finger painter, per se, and they talk about Van Gogh, they talk about Ken Korak.
Oh, yeah. Well, you received the check I sent you earlier today. All right, Townie, that's Dallas, and we'll send things back over to you.
Let's be honest. That's two A's legends right there. That's the Bay Area Radio Hall of Famer. And, of course, the great Dallas Braden. That's pretty good. We should do that more often. A's baseball coming your way. We got the national anthem. It's the A's and the Pirates, game two of the three-game set next. And don't you forget, I'll talk to you after the ball game.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.